Yes, you are. With David Astell here on Bizarro Wednesday, filling in for Rochelle Hunter this afternoon, only for today. Rochelle will be back on the airwaves with you tomorrow. The time is 12 to 3, and I am joined in the studio by Ellie Smorgan, who is a volunteer with a group called Caring Mums, and Shannon Gordon, who is a mum. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to presume, Ellie, that you're a mum as well.
I definitely am a mum. I've got three children.
You definitely are a mum. And yes. Shannon, congratulations. When was your when did your bub come into the world?
I have Raphael, who's 21 months.
Uh-huh.
And I also have Ari, is 7 months.
7 months. So maybe I'll start with you, Shannon. The you're now with Ari, who was he's you know only a youngster. Did you get Caring Mums involved, or did you ask for their help when you had your firstborn, Raphael?
Was referred to Caring Mums after I had Raffy. I think he was about 8 months or so, and that's when I got in contact with Caring Mums. Yep.
So was there something in particular that saw that as a recommendation? Were you having, you know, was there trouble with Raff's sleeping or? Look, I have my firstborn, massive reflux problems, and we just didn't get any sleep for about 3 months. If Caring Mums was around, which seems a very common theme, I understand, we certainly would have got in touch with them. That has certainly been a theme reading all about Caring Mums, Ellie, that they weren't around when you had your three children, I wouldn't imagine.
No, they weren't. They've been around for 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And, that's all the volunteers are mums. That's a requirement. And we are paired with a new mum to provide emotional support and build a relationship with a mum that might be struggling or feel isolated.
If you have, you know, have called on Caring Mums in the past, or in fact, if you are a Caring Mum volunteer, we'd love to hear your story. 1300 222 774, or give us a text on 0437 774 774. I've got to ask you though, Ellie, were you match made with Shannon? How does the pairing take place?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes. Well, Michelle Kornberg, who runs the program, she matches the volunteer with the mum. So she'll go out and do an intake, a very comprehensive interview with Shannon, and then she has a group of volunteers who are all trained. We go through an intensive training process, and we are matched together, we're given a briefing, and then I go out and meet Shannon.
So what were you equipped with that you didn't already have as a road-tested mum of three in that training? What were you equipped with? How did that training enable you further?
Well, the training involves learning a lot of red flags. So the program is a lot about prevention, trying to pick up if there's anything else going on, postnatal depression or any other serious issues, and basic counselling skills, learning to talk to people and listen, actively listen, and build a relationship. It's really about the relationship.
You just block your ears for a minute here, Ellie. Shannon, how did Ellie scrub up? Did she work pretty well?
Yeah, our first meeting was pretty unforgettable. She just gave me this huge hug, and yeah, it was really special. We just had so much in common. Michelle did such a great job to match us up. It was so lovely when we first met, and yeah, we did develop a great friendship. Yeah, felt really comfortable with her straight away.
You should, in fact, you just did mention the wonderful Michelle, who is the founder of Michelle Kornberg. And the whole thing has been initiated by the National Council of Jewish Women of Australia, though it is multi-denominational. It has made such a positive difference to so many young mums, to so many families, so many children. Including to a point that it won the award, the state award for impact in 2015. So there's a lot of positive energy coming out of this group. Congratulations to everyone involved. How did you become involved, Ellie?
I've always worked in women's health. I'm a physiotherapist, and I also felt that when I was a mum, I would have loved a program. Well, I still am a mum when I was a new mum.
It never goes away. You never waive that responsibility. It's one of those job titles that never gets old.
Exactly. When I was a new mum, I would have loved a program like this. I found out about it. I might have seen it in the paper or heard about it through a friend. And I just thought, what a wonderful program and what a great fit. I've always worked in women's health. And that's how I got involved.
I'm sure there's always a call out for volunteers, in which case that people can get involved if they wish to go through the sort of training that Ellie has done. I'll give you the email address is actually caringmums, all one word, at NCJWA, et cetera. So look, caringmums, one word, will get you there. The group has been put together by the... as I said before, the National Council of Jewish Women, and Michelle Kornberg's the organiser. But I'm talking here with Ellie Smorgon, who is a volunteer and partner at the hip with Shannon Gordon, a young mum. How have you gone from mum of Raphael to mum of Ari, your second born? What's been the change in you, Shannon?
A big difference, actually. I just remember... when I was going through quite a lot of struggles at the time, it was just over 12 months ago that that we did get to meet, and Ellie's been has been a major support through that. But I've just noticed, you know, with having Ari, I'm so much more confident. I get out more than what I did, but just that initial shock, I think that a lot of mums do go through. I had a massive crash after going through such a big high when I first had Raph. I was on this massive high. I didn't really understand what everyone's talking about, how hard it was. This is amazing. I felt great, but that did come with a massive crash for me, and that's where Ellie was to really helped me through that.
I saw a massive transformation. Really, when I first came in and met Shannon, you know, she didn't have the confidence. She just was feeling so unsure about everything and very overwhelmed. And slowly we built up a relationship and, you know, I just aimed to empower her. And she just, in leaps and bounds by, you know, after a few months was, getting out to the park and just feeling more empowered as a mother and more confident, and it was just such a pleasure to watch. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
The time is, it's 3:05. That's just, you know what, it's made everything about parenting just flooding right back to me. I remember the household when we first had Finn, our firstborn, and we hardly left the house. I mean, the pram was the only thing, was like this agent to leave the house. Everything else was in shutdown. We were going through a lot of difficulties with the reflux. And there's this thing that you never get the manual on parenting. No one ever really, for all the advice you get from your loved ones, from your family, from the manuals, parenting is tough and you're never fully ready for it. How did you find when you had your firstborn there, Ellie?
Yeah, I found it very tough. And I think that was also part of it, that sharing that experience with Shannon, that it's okay, you know, and sharing those vulnerabilities and making Shannon feel like, it's okay to feel like this, and we all act like, and in the media it's like you can do it all, and it's tough. You have bad days, you have days when you don't get out of your pyjamas, you have days when, you know, the kitchen is full of, the kitchen sink's full of bottles and, you know, and...
And Raffi and Ari aren't really helping with their wandering little hands. What's this, Mama?
And it's normalising. It's normalising and validating and saying, you know, this is, see the forest for the trees. This is a really tough time. We're in it together. Mm. I'm on that journey with you. And I think that is just such a big part of the program.
And having another woman, I think, to really share that with, I'm lucky I have an amazing partner who's incredibly supportive, but just having that other woman who's got that experience of three kids herself, who's been there, done that, and can really help share that load with how I was feeling at the time and just talking it through.
It's also, there is something about having a third party as well, not just a female who's in your corner, but someone that you don't know as well as obviously your parents, or it might be in your ear, or a very close girlfriend who maybe have had that perfect baby and they can be really annoying. But it's somebody, there's a neutrality as well as being a close bond that I'd imagine would also have a powerful effect. Though I'd imagine too that you guys have basically, you've known each other for a year. It's hard not to imagine you two as kind of close friends now. Is that the case?
Absolutely. I always check in with Shannon.
Send her photos.
Ask about the kids. Yeah, I was there. I'd come weekly for up to 2 hours at a set time. We'd go to the park. I watched her kids. You know, they're so adorable and interact and, you know, it's mirroring that as well, you know. We've got a real
friendship. Are you Auntie Ellie now?
Yes. I was Auntie Ellie.
You're Auntie Ellie?
How did you know?
Oh, you just got that gorgeous Auntie Ellie glow about you.
I'm the big sister. That's exactly what I was.
Look, many clients out there who need caring mums, if you are feeling alone as a mum, then please get in touch with Caring Mums, and the wonderful Michelle Kornberg can do the matchmaking, can find that right Auntie Ellie for you. Or if you would love to be that Auntie Ellie in a person like Shannon's life, then here is your chance to get in touch. Head for the website. Caring Mums are the people that you need to be in touch with. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear both your stories. Ellie Smorgon, volunteer with Caring Mums, and Shannon Gordon,
Thank
the beneficiary. Thanks so much.
Thank you.